This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody. At the end this hour, we'll decide the winner this week on the side question. $50 gift card. Thank you, Jim Harvey, over at the great Gallows Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia, right there on the Boulevard. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. All right, I write for the Delaware Valley Journal. And again, what an addition. I'm not sure if it's 4 or 5 years they've been here online to the Delaware Valley. The number of stories they've broken, stuff that you don't see anywhere else. You know, the Inquirer. Yeah, right. Just recently, stuff that we've talked about. Singlegate, right? Well, we had that over in Pensbury and Central Bucks. They broke the story of school board members, apparently, using Signal because it gets rid of all the messages, et cetera, at a certain point. Thwarting sunshine laws and things of that nature. Yeah. Well, recently, Linda went to this event at the Rainbow Room that the public was invited to. We had on Meg Brock this week. This is a LGBTQ gathering spot for kids over in Bucks County. Meg Brock on this story about getting this money from COVID, enormous amounts of money that's being looked at now. And the public was invited. It was apparently an open event, but maybe not. All right, my editor, Linda Stein, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, thank you very much. What did you do to disrupt this event that they had to kick you out? Linda, are you there? All right, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm sorry, Linda. Yeah, Linda, what did you do that they had to kick you out there over there in Bucks County?
I have no idea. I was sitting quietly in my seat, and they were about to start the event and told the panelists to take to the stage when suddenly this woman with a clipboard comes and tells me to leave.
Wait a minute. She had a clipboard. That's official. You got it. You can't ignore that. So did she have a picture of you? Did she ask who you were?
No, but she seemed to know who I was.
Okay.
Or maybe who I wasn't. She said that I was somebody who was against LGBTQ and also against immigrant rights. So all I can think is they Googled me and decided that from some of my past stories about them that they didn't want me there.
So I would assume that the pen and pencil club, right, in Philadelphia, meaning the Journalists of America, whatever they call themselves now, they're taking to the ramparts. They're demanding that Linda Stein be allowed to be over there at the Rainbow Room. That's what they would do with other journalists. Sounds like fascism to me.
Yeah, interestingly, I thought the event was going to be pretty newsworthy. Of course, now I don't know what they said or anything since I was expelled. But there was a public defender there on the panel. Mm-hmm. A school district solicitor was supposed to be there, an immigrant rights action director, somebody from the ACLU. You know, it sounded like something that would be legitimately covered.
Yes, and as editor, you know, you do the news part and direct us wayward columnists into the proper channels here. So it's just another striking example. It's two things. How unbalanced this is that others wouldn't stand up and say, you can't be doing this. And two, that the Delaware Valley Journal is having impact. Stories, I mentioned one with Signalgate this week. I think you went back to it saying, hey, this happened using Signal. Over in the school boards, I think it was Central Bucks and Pensbury a bit. Tim Daly, who's often been on the show as a technical guy, was able to expose this. And what they were trying to do, since this gets rid of the information, is be in communication without a record. So you guys were on that also. Linda, so I have to ask you, this coming to a head, the first time that Dan and I saw Delaware Valley Journal, we talked about, at least I did first, and he saw it, I think, was the Radnor Raiders thing. You know, that they were not going to have even Raiders, not Red Raiders anymore, over in Radnor. And nobody else was up on that. And again, their instinct is not towards stories that people want to read about, know about, and talk about. The amount of calls, the amount of stuff we have over stuff like that, the mascots and particularly the Radnor thing, it went on for weeks. So sometimes it's bias, but sometimes I think it's just perspective. You have an eye. Delaware Valley Journal, the operation, has an eye, particularly stories in the suburbs that are better stories, I think, than what the Inquirer and these others might cover.
Well, it just depends on our sources. You mentioned Tim Daly.
Yes.
He's excellent. Just what people tell us. And as we get better and better known, more and more people contact us with story ideas, which is wonderful.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Linda, where do we go? Because we have people all the time. They send stuff to me. That's the fodder of talk radio. But now we have another platform out there for them. What did they do if they had a story or just to find Delaware Valley Journal?
Well, the website is DelawareValleyJournal.com. My email is dvjeditor@insidesources.com.
Also, I think you guys are giving a lot of coverage of Larry Krasner and what's going on so far in the Democrat primary. And, you know, it might be a different perspective than, again, the Inquirer and the others have around this. It might be amplifying some of the things that you see at these events that maybe is not covered.
Well, that's true. This is kind of a very interesting race because Larry Krasner is now running for a third term. And as you know, Dom, he was elected as a very progressive DA, and he got funding from George Soros, as did a lot of progressive DAs around the country with that philosophy. And now he's being challenged by a former Philadelphia judge who seems to be very law and order. The judge has unions backing him, which is big in Philadelphia. So I think he's going to give Krasner a run for his money.
Absolutely. Well, Linda, thank you. Thanks for coming on today. And again, if I ever go to an event there, I'm not going with you because people with clipboards will come up and kick us out.
Thanks so much, Linda. And thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Linda Stein here, great editor over the Delaware Valley Journal. Now, you know what would happen in other circles? This would be a brouhaha. How can you kick out the editor at an event like this where it's an open public event, et cetera? Well, this is the type of thing where the other people in the media, Don't you think they'd pick up on this and go, look, you know, you may not like her point of view or the Delaware Valley Journal or Dom Giordano's, but they are members that should have a right of access to this. All right. I mentioned a moment ago, then I'll take your calls. I could see this happening. I'm not on board with it. Straight up question. Are we willing to throw overboard the so-called rich? Well, these people aren't rich. You're over 600,000, I think, is the number here. Their taxes, federal taxes, will go up again by 2.6%. But remember, it's not just them. How that trickles down. And what you get in return, Democrats would go for the no tax on tips or something like that. The Trump people are saying, look, and let me get to this because I want to hear from you on before the end of the show. They're saying, if we continue with the tax cuts for the rich, now this is caving into the Democrats, in my view, the people advising Trump of this, and we make some cuts around Medicaid, we're going to get blanking slaughtered, is the quote. Well, look, I think there's fraud, waste, and abuse big time in Medicaid. Not people that truly deserve it based upon the consensus, et cetera. And people ought to be working and don't deserve it. Well, you do that while also maintaining or moving back to the keeping the tax cuts for the rich, you're going to get killed. The Trump coalition can't stand it. Better to say no tax on tips. Look, I'm all aboard with those things. And you may not benefit. My advice is whenever there's an attempt to cut taxes like that, overtime tips, I'm all on board with it. Fight every one of them. Fight them because all they want to do is find a new tax. We all know that. But are we going to give up this other side? Doesn't that play into their narrative? They will never stop then. You know that. If you cave into them and say, aha, you're throwing people off Medicaid in order for the rich, 600,000 a year, 731, I think it is for families, in order to pillage these people who are deserving on Medicaid. That's what they're afraid of, the narrative is. I'm not signing off on that. We'll see if that's what it plays to the populism thing. It's got a certain amount of appeal. You got to say that. All right, the rich can afford it. But we're going to give you no tax on tips. Robert in Ben Salem, I'm sure, has his crystal ball on this. Hey, Robert, afternoon. Thanks for the wait. What do you say about this?
No problem. Hi, Dom, Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. And this will be real quick. So let me get this straight. You're finding trillions of dollars of waste, fraud, right, and abuse, and you're talking about raising anybody's taxes?
Exactly.
That's insane. It's exactly a non-starter. And it's not letting them keep a tax cut. It's a tax raise, okay?
Yes.
That's left-wing terminology. Like, why should there be an expiration date on tax cuts? There's never an expiration date on tax raises.
Exactly.
You know?
I can hear these voices with Trump saying, you know what they're saying? Oh, this is the new Republican Party. Well, guess what? There are certain principles that we ought to continue to include. I'm for the no tax on tips, and you're right. We can afford it. Government is wasteful, fraudulent, abusive, and we're cutting it. We can afford it.
Absolutely. And I think that why would we abandon our principles now? I mean,
We're winning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We press forward sanely.
Yes.
But I'll get to my side question. I was going to go with an oldie but a goodie, but I really wanted to go outside of the box today. So my answer today is crying racism. There once was a time when Democrats just called you racist so you would go along with their stupid policies. And them days are gone. It doesn't have its luster. It doesn't have its effect. It's going to be obsolete political slogan as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, but you said the magic word. Are you a Twilight Zone fan?
I liked it when I was a kid. Absolutely. Sure.
All right. If you go, I don't know how you would bring it up. What platform? Maybe the Science Channel. There's a great one. You mentioned the word obsolete. They have a guy who's the petty dictator of like an authoritarian government, and they turn on him and they keep on saying, obsolete, Robert of Ben Salem. You are obsolete. And he's the one that was doing it before, then suddenly he's obsolete. It's a great Twilight Zone. Robert,
we stick by our guns, and you guys have an amazing weekend.
You too. Thank you, Robert. Dan, are you a fan of Twilight Zone or Henry? No?
I've seen a few episodes.
Yeah. I dabbled. Yeah.
Okay. The obsolete one, just for that word, obsolete.
That, yes.
And a guy's in a big high thing looking down at him. By the way, one note, random, but I was thinking about this. We saw this earthquake in Thailand, I believe it is. boy, towers coming down, giant building.
It's crazy, right?
Well, we used to watch the guys out here on that crane, and they were only maybe, what, were they 6 or 7 stories up? I'm saying only because this guy was 37 up. And they show him when it happened on this crane that looked kind of rickety in Thailand. I don't think the safety regulations are exactly the same. Get thrown as this thing broke up from 37 stories. My God. Yeah, those, whatever they're paid, whatever they have to do. And these are only 6 or 7 here, and they're worried about the wind. I can't imagine being as high as this guy was operating at. It's a really shocking to see it. Okay, 855-839-1210, coming to more calls, but right now it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
And we round out the week with a pair of tickets to see the Rascals' 60th anniversary tour, April 18th, at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information, visit Keswick Theater, theatre.com. Don't forget, I will be there with Joe Conklin on April 5th. Hopefully, we'll have him on next week for his just hilarity. I mean, and maybe Bernie Perrant will make it. Maybe he'll be mad. I'm not sure. Should I wear a Flyers jersey that night? Like, is something
a punch be thrown towards?
Come out, you know? Yeah, come out with a man. Those French Canadians, you know, but they wear Speedos. I may have to work that in. More introducing Bernie than Joe Conklin. Henry, what do we have?
It's a Dan special today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Dom, today we're asking a side question of what's something that was magic that's kind of gone away that you'd love to, or magic will never capture again? Well, talking magic, I thought I'd do a magician who actually started his career as a musician in a hair metal band, fronting a hair metal band, and then going on to have multiple different, you know, lives in music. But being prominent in the world of magic, really bursting into the scene early 2000s, and through the noughts, he was all over the place, it seems. So, Dom, who is this magician? And you know what? A visual clue, too, because he looks so different. YouTube.com/@12WPHT. If you want to see the video that goes along with it, we want to know who it is singing this original song, Dom, who later became a professional magician. Take a watch / listen. He's a good musician by any way, but he did try for a long time to have a career longer than his career as a magician to be a musician. So, Dom, we want to know who it is singing this song, a guy who broke out in the 2000s as becoming arguably the biggest magician at the time, I got to say.
Wow. All right, 855, Houdini wouldn't fit there. No, that's fast.
Not Houdini. No.
855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do, just push #1210. That's right. All right, a Dan concoction today. A magician involved, among other things, since we're talking about magic. Listen to this and tell us who the singer is.
Oh, it's so bad. So Dom, in the late 80s, a magician, now we know him as a magician, tried his luck as a musician, actually longer than trying to be a magician, he tried to be a musician, putting out many albums throughout his career. But Dom, we want to know who this magician is singing this song, provided on also YouTube.com/@12WPHT to see the video.
Hi, Bob and Cherry Hill. Bob, who's the musician singer here?
Is it Chris Angel?
Hey!
God, you can't get anything past here. Nicely played, Bob.
All right.
I'm glad you won. Enjoy the Rascals over at the Keswick. That's April 16th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Another one of our favorite spots. For tickets and more information, visit keswicktheater.com. A lot of good places there in Glenside to eat, too. So,
yep, that's that Mind Freak. Chris Angel, you see? A couple other guesses came in. David Blaine was said. It's Chris Angel. And I didn't realize it, but the guy who spends a lot of time in Vegas with his shows, allegedly the most watched magician in the internet history, or internet's history.
Wow. So. Yeah. It's hard to believe with the other guy who makes cities disappear. I don't know. It's amazing. All right.
But he can't levitate, can he? Yeah,
that's true.
You talking Joe Biden?
No.
Larry Krasner?
Larry Krasner can. That's right.
Larry Krasner is quite the magician.
Oh, God. 855-839-1210. You get on board. So you heard what I was talking with Robert of Ben Salem about. Is President Trump really going to look, it looks like one of these political things. Oh, man, we're going to get the populist vote, so-called, in quotes, working class, no tax on tips. A biggie, a promise to go after that. Okay. And we're going to undercut the Democrats by taking away, for what reason? Why? Somebody tell me why. Well, politically, it makes sense, Dom. You know, attack the rich. That gets the Democrats off your back. Not. They'll just continue this because they got blood in the water on it. And we're going to give the money to those that are working for tips as part of it, which is a good thing. And we won't have to, quote, cut Medicaid. That'll look bad. Really? Will it? You know, I remember it's kind of a Medicaid-esque type of thing. When Tom Corbett and I started doing the show, the former governor, I'd go to Harrisburg once a month. We were in sync, and then maybe a year into it, not so much. And when he came on and started arguing with me, they were going to give people on Medicaid, something like that in Pennsylvania, $50 if they would just get their teeth cleaned, which would be free of charge, just to motivate them. He couldn't understand why people went wild. We just had to stop it because people were getting, you know, too angry with the governor. He also told me he wasn't going to be a governor that let little Susie go home on a school bus and the bridge go down that she was going over. I knew it was pretty much over. We had reached the end, and he got killed in the election against Tom Wolf. Okay? So 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. Are you on board with that President Trump listening to people is a report today? There is some political sense there. You know, maybe people are going to say, well, who in the world is going to jump up and down and be defending, you know, going after the rich on this? Come on, Dom, are you a fat cat? Are you in that category? Is that why you're saying they shouldn't be raised by about 2.5%? I just think it's always been a principle of the party. Is this a new party? That's what the argument. They're getting in Trump's head. It's a new party. This will look good. You nail them, you don't include them in the tax cuts that happened that will be expiring. Instead, you say, I'm giving it to the working class, I'm giving it to people on tips, we're not cutting Medicaid, etc. What about all the waste, fraud, and abuse? Continue to find that. Government costs too much. It's too big. We have too much of this going on. So why in the world would we suddenly X out this group of people? Not only that, if you're a Republican donor, if you're some of these folks, I don't think you're going to be too happy either. I just think it's inconsistent. I bet J.D. Vance says that. I don't know if the others will. So new Republican Party, that's fine. Does that mean then we have to attack the rich yearly income in the way that Democrats would? Is that what the new party means? Can't you bring in to that tent people on tips without going after this group to get political cover? Now, I don't know that this is going to happen, but I'm sensing, seeing these stories today, the appeal of this, you know, how it might be being talked about. You get some people in there, they don't care about anything like this. They just see this as a grabber. I don't. All right, hit us with that magic moment. Gary in Newtown here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, good Friday.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Good Friday.
Good.
Is DGA Productions up and running yet?
Giordano, I know I didn't put the DJ in there. Giordano Productions is about ready to take off. The final meeting and blast off will be happening. And I think you'll like some of the principals that are involved in this with me.
I would love it if your first principal would be to join up with Scott Pressler
and take over the Republican Party so we don't have that crap that happened this week with that special election.
Oh, well, thank you. Look, my message to all these guys, Gary, to your point, Pressler coming on Monday, and I got to cheer him up a little bit, is just give this guy whatever he needs. He will win. But, Gary, if I had to honestly say where I think Wisconsin is now, I think it's a loss. Elon Musk going there, trying to rouse people to get out early vote. Pressler is the stuff he sends me, working 15-hour days there. You're right. He's the magic guy.
Isn't it as easy as getting Jim from the NAC and you and all the political muscle that we can put together and get it done?
Well, you know what? We should have that meeting. I hear you. Exactly. I'll talk to Jim about that.
My question to that, my answer today is going to be, even though Yellowstone came out in 2018, it took the pandemic of the COVID-1984, where every red-blooded American who was anti-woke said, this is for me.
That is a great one. Like, how in the world the numbers with Yellowstone were way beyond anything imaginable.
And we were rooting for a cowboy mobster.
Yes, that's true. Gary, great one. Have a nice weekend. 855-839-1210. We'll take some more. Our buddy Martina White, State Representative, Northeast Philadelphia, is coming up. Got a couple things to run past her. You know, last moment here, she's on this Krasner thing where he's saying we ought to physically attack MAGA Republicans. And just nobody says, well, wait a minute. What should Judge Dugan do with something like that? What would the advice be? Plus, she is one of the biggest drivers of the Women in Sports Fairness Act. So how do they move forward on this? And I wonder if she knows this Lindsay Williams, who I'd love to have on the show. She's the one that said that men and women's bodies are the same. Women can certainly compete against men. I think, Dan, you had a guy on the line, Julian, retired colonel or something, who said, how about if I box Lindsay Williams then? If you think that that's something that can happen. Come on. All right. Martina White will get a winner. You get in. Magic moment. Magic moment. Get in with that at 855-839-1210. You can get in. Well, I know that Sicily will play into this theme. Is magical. If you've seen White Lotus, you know about Sicily over the years. Maybe you saw World War II, Patton Montgomery Racing. We're going, and we want you to come with us with conservative tours. You can't beat that. Ro and I have just enjoyed the first two times we went to Italy, mainly Rome, Venice, you know, spaced out. But this is excitement. This is brand new. And a bonus part of the trip, as we head to Mediterranean Europe and Calabria, we will visit the locales of all three of the Godfather movies. It's stunning what conservative tourists puts together. They are second to none for pleasing their customers, you and me. And the meals, they're events. They're not dining. These are events. The wine, the food, it's second to none. All this with conservative tours, $55.44, including airfare. Think about it. You'll be with us and listeners. That's the great part. New friends, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. You'll find all this at conservativetours.com or calling 888-733-9494. The crown jewel of Italy, Terramina, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, a country within a country. Savoca is one of the places we'll hit. Call 888-733-9494. All right, it is Dom time, coming to your call. State Representative Martina White is always in the center, both in Philadelphia and in Harrisburg, of the action. And second to none in trying to take on, in so many ways, the one and only Larry Krasner. And we have a new Krasner controversy. Apparently, physical violence is part of his mission as DA. Let's go to State Representative Martina White. Martina, welcome in. Who knew that Larry Krasner is a real fighter, apparently?
Yeah, right. fighter for criminals.
Yeah, exactly. So in this city and state interview, he really let his hair down. He seems to be running against Donald Trump. and he talked about pummeling Republicans that are opponents.
Yeah, the reality is Krasner, he's just always been helping criminals along the way, not prosecuting them. And now he's resorted to attacking his political opponents who have a differing opinion than he does. And he's advocated for political violence in our community. And I think it's just ridiculous. It's reckless and dangerous. He called on Republicans to be punched in the face as hard as possible. And I mean, how can you be the top law enforcement officer in the city and say words like that? Who says things like that? And it's just really a shame. And he's got to go.
Yeah, well, you are my weather vane in Northeast Philadelphia. Do you see people roused enough? We know they don't want him. We've seen Capozzi. We know you're long standing there. We know it's making a bit of a comeback, Northeast Philadelphia. But are they revved up enough to get it that they have to be voting in the Democrat primary? That's the only route this time.
Yeah, I think that people are definitely motivated. I think that the Democrat primary is going to be interesting. I would say that in terms of his words and his call for violence against political opposition, if an elected Republican had said something like this, then they would be run out of office.
Exactly.
And I think that Krasner needs to be held to the same standard at this juncture. I think it's come to a point where it's beyond the pale.
Now, I was hoping, as always, if you wanted to be, that you'd be a state senator or governor. But let's stick with state senator now. I'll tell you why. That you were being the hearing with Lindsey Williams, and I don't know if you've seen it before today, actually out there nationally on Fox News Channel and others, because it moved out of the Senate. One of the bills that you are a prime face up to me, fairness for women in sports. And she said, well, she doesn't get it. She's also an alleged athlete, that men and women are equally fast, equally strong.
Well, she's completely misguided in that regard. There is nothing that remotely entertains that suggestion when it comes to biological males competing against biological females. And it's just plain as day that biological males have physical capabilities that women, we just don't, whether it be, stronger muscles, from the DNA on outward, like it's just clearly we are very different in our body makeup, and they are stronger and faster. And we see this in athletics. These poor young girls are losing competitions mm-hmm. and opportunities for their own benefit that they worked so hard to achieve, and they're losing out to a biological male. And for the senator to say something like that is just, I think it's mind-blowing at this point.
So it passes, it goes through the committee. It looks like it will pass, I would assume, in the Senate moving forward. In the House, we talked with a couple of your colleagues already, but what do you see? What has to happen to make them bring a bill up, even if people want to vote against it? Are we going to go through this again? We're not going to be voting on bills that people want to see where people stand.
I think I just lost you there, Dom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Martina, I was saying will this come up for a vote in the House? There are any number of things, particularly heading to an election year, that people want to see where people stand on this, an up or down vote on one of the bills that you're one of the architects of, the fairness in sports for women.
Yeah, look, I think that the House Democrats should bring this bill up. I think that it can get bipartisan support, and that there are people who understand that there are just pure differences between biological males and biological females, in particularly when it comes to competing in athletics. And yes, as a prime sponsor of the Save Women in Sports Act here in Pennsylvania, I think it's critical that this bill run. I think that there are more opportunities this session for it to run on the floor than there have been in the past, mostly because last cycle was very, very divisive. This cycle, while the Democrats do still now have 102, they're back to their full complement for the special election recently. I think that they're is more agreement between the leaders to find common ground on key issues, especially, you know, the 80-20 issues, the 70-30 issues that the public is adamant on getting addressed. And I think this is one of them. You know, Title IX needs to be protected. Women fought for this right, and so many people sacrificed, whether it be raising money so they could have the same athletic equipment or access to a field or sporting arena to compete. And, you know, those opportunities should not be taken away from young females all across this Commonwealth. Right. We saw that there are changes locally. The NCAA made changes, but here in Philadelphia, we're still fighting for young female athletes to have fair competition.
Absolutely. Martina, thank you very, very much. Thanks for the great work that you do. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks. You too, Dom. Take care.
All right. Martina White here on Talk Radio 1210 coming to you. Hit us with something magical. The first time you saw it, this coming 20-year anniversary of the office this week, you know, which how can you, particularly the first 3, 4, 5 years, whatever you want of that, even try to compete against that? Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, real quick, I just want to see if I got you on board with this analogy, like these stories that broke.
Yes.
Last week with the Venezuelans and the airplane being brought back and the reporter from the other story. Yeah, I'm thinking, Dom, I thought of one man's name when I read these stories. I thought of Cowboy Joe West.
Oh, yeah, he could be a judge. Imagine that, yeah.
I don't know if you dig my analogy. He made it all about him. You could have the greatest game ever being played in Major League Baseball. You know, so I appreciate that, Dom.
Well,
you know,
he's the guy at first base, to your point. It's a perfect game going on. It's within a nanosecond. And he's going to probably call it, no, the guy's safe if all possible,
Bingo.
Just because he'll be the center of the universe. So what's your magic?
Yes, Dom, you know what? I'm kind of surprised this wasn't taken off the board. It's not that grave an answer, but when it first came out, I was all over it because what was good about it, it had stars on it. Like it had Frankie Valli.
Right.
It had other stars, and it was The Sopranos.
Oh, sure.
It
made HBO. That's the reason it made HBO. It is top five shows, arguably, ever. All right, it is the lightning round coming up next, and then we'll go over the week. Pull out of the hat a winner. Damn, Pat Boone. Wait a minute. Is this just in? I saw confirmation Pat Boone's on the show next week, right? I think he's got something new.
I haven't confirmed that yet.
Oh, I saw it in my email. Okay. I thought he was. Okay. We might have Pat Boone next week then. All right. It is the lightning round, though. 855-839-1210. That's how you get it. That's right. Something, the magic, it struck you the first time. We've been saying that all show. By the way, I was wondering why Robert Kennedy Jr. was with the West Virginia governor and telling him, you got to lose 30 pounds, buddy. I can be your personal trainer. Oh, my God. Apparently, they had the bill signing today where West Virginia signed the bill around taking food dyes and nutrition out and the rest of it. That's a big step forward. West Virginia doesn't strike me as a place that would necessarily do it. So that's forward movement. All right, let's go to Chuck in Newtown Square, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chuck, good afternoon. What's the magic?
Great to be on the show with you, Dom. Always terrific. I'll tell you what, this was magical. The country was still in malaise from November 22nd, 1963. We were all down and depressed. We absolutely were. And here we come. We have four people that were cocky enough to say, I am not coming to this country until I have a number one hit. And then we have a really big shoe tonight. And who it is? Introducing the Beatles, and they come out with All My Lovin', and it's still a show that you can watch, and it's still electric to this minute. And it was these guys did not disappoint, and it's still legendary to this moment.
It is. So what's more magical in your view? That's a huge one, or Elvis on the Sullivan Show?
Well, I think the numbers speak for themselves. Elvis goes on that show, and he is not a number one. He is introducing rock and roll to America. When the Beatles come in, rock and roll is already established, but they would not come right here till they had I Want to Hold Your Hand, and over 73 million people watched that, which dwarfs what Elvis did. Now, granted, Elvis was newer and first, and it wasn't as big, but it's much, much bigger with the Beatles. It's still one of the all-time watch shows of America, and you will never reproduce that because music has splintered off so far and wide that you know, you're never going to get everybody united to watch one show like that ever again.
Great stuff. That is a great call. That might be in the winner's circle. Bill got a quick reminder here. Bill, what is your magic, then, the reminder about Saturday? Go right ahead.
Well, the reminder is that the Tesla support rally will be held, and it was reported mistakenly that it's on Eastern Road. It is not. It is on York Road in Warminster, 700 York Road, Warminster, tomorrow at 12 noon. The flags will be flying.
Let's hope there are thousands of people showing up. Yep, absolutely. I hope.
Well, we're encouraging it, and we're distributing that flyer everywhere, so we can.
Good.
So
good. Give us a report on Monday, too, definitely.
We'll see if we can shoot some video. All right.
Okay. We'll play it.
Anyway, okay, got it. Magic moment.
Yes.
My magic moment is 1968, Jay and the Americans. The song was This Magic Moment.
Well, 1968 was a magical year, some of it bad, but, you know, a year that people always go back to and say, look at all that happened there. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
Hello?
Yes, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the VCR, the videotape recorder. My brother and I bought one for like $1,000, which today would be like $5,000. But the first time we recorded something on there and looked at it, that was magic.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, the technology at that point, that is a very good one. John in Westchester. John, what's yours?
Hello. Happy Friday to Dom, Dan, and Henry.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
First, I'd like to make a comment on your Martina White, if I can.
Sure.
Real quick. I'm very happy that there are physical differences between men and women.
There you go. Well, if we get Lindsay Williams on, John, I want you to call in and tell her that.
Absolutely. Be happy to. And my magical moment was Donald Trump and Melania coming down the golden elevator in 2015.
Escalator. Not a fan of the escalator, except that moment is beyond iconic. I don't like touching the side of the thing. I always tell Rowan all, and they're touching that coming down there. I get the hand sanitizer.
Oh, you don't like that?
No. Think of where all the germs are.
I don't care.
Of course. Well, Trump does care, but he's a germaphobe. So, Dave in Oakland. Dave rounds us out. What's yours, Dave?
2007, January 27th, my son running into the living room after Eli Manning hits Plaxico Burress.
Boy, that's a strange for Oakland, New Jersey. Okay, Henry, what did you like today?
Yeah, I'm not picking that one.
Okay.
The ones I like today, I think Chris in South Jersey started off nicely with the special effects in Star Wars.
That was a good
linchpin in sci-fi movies there. I also like Drew and Upper Darby's answer of The Sopranos. I feel like it still has a nice cachet today. And Chuck in Newtown Square, the answer of the Beatles and the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, you could barely hear them play. That's how big and revolutionary it was.
Dan, how about you?
I think the magic, I didn't get to live it, but I really think that answer of Star Wars practical effects, the first time seeing the special effects and what they could do with that, it was a magical moment in Hollywood, and I don't know if it'll be replicated, Dom.
All right. I have to say, though, I love Chuck's call.
Yeah.
He did a lot with it, and I think the Beatles thing did dwarf Elvis even. All right, I'm going to go with Chuck today. Let's put him into the hat, and let's hear the review of the week.
Yeah, so Monday, we asked for a name synonymous with a product. Holly in Abington said the crapper.
Right.
Obviously, Thomas Crapper invented the version of the toilet we use today. Tuesday, we asked for local landmarks no longer with us. Drew in Upper Darby said the Philadelphia skyline.
Yes.
Much different than it used to be, for sure. Wednesday, we asked for something associated with Greece or Greek culture. Robert and Ben Salem said the Olympics. Great answer. Yesterday, we asked for that all-time name change and rebrand. Bill in Bucks County said Dunkin' Donuts to just Dunkin', and you just heard it there. Magic will never recreate Chuck in Newtown Square. The Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Or do we go with Star Wars? Sorry, I might have misheard that. We want Chuck, right?
Beatles, right.
Yeah. Making sure. Anywho, if we put all that into a hat real quick, and we get a drum roll going. Boom. Monday's winner. Holly and Abington, you are this week's winner.
Ah, nicely played.
The,
yeah, that that was she was adamant about it. So she'll get a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. All right, I know Monday we'll be talking Tesla. Saturday, the mobs will be out there. Let's see what they do. You heard Bill of Bucks, too, that will be the, should we call it the counter-protesters or advocates of Tesla or the American way or stop it already. They'll be there, too, over in Warminster. So we'll have all that for you on Monday. Boy, this has to be a grand event. Put this on your weekend calendar. Skinny Joey Merlino's back, and he's opening up on Saturday, apparently, in the shadow of the stadium complex. Skinny Joey's Cheesesteaks is opening up. Will the line be out the door? He's doing that with Joe Little Snuff Perry. Everybody has a nickname here to get in and get a cheesesteak. All right, Richie always next for four big hours. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Have a great weekend. Come back Monday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.